We're back on with Joe Cram from Cram's General Store and talking about the 40th annual Big Bay 550 Snowmobile Club Fishing Derby. Joe, it's a pleasure to continue talking to you. Thanks for more of your time.
And again, thank you for helping us out here.
Absolutely. This has become a huge tradition. I can't believe it's 40 years. I mean, as you said earlier, you were a young man when this first got started. So pretty neat stuff to have a long-running fishing derby like this. We talked about the different categories of the tournament, different species. The Horton Award has changed to a maximum of 6 team members. And again, you could find out more about registration. You get the buttons at Cram's General Store or Saturday morning at Perkins Park there in Big Bay. Or look for that Facebook event page as well. I'd like to ask you now about the ice conditions, because it's been pretty slushy, but we got some cooler weather. Should be firming things up. What's it like, the conditions on top of the ice there?
Actually, it's firmed up out there pretty good. There's snow on it. I took a snowmobile ride out there myself and shot right across the lake, and I didn't run into any slush at all.
No, that's good.
But, nobody has driven any vehicles out there yet, but four-wheelers or snowmobiles are good to go. And they were catching a lot of perch, 3-4 weeks ago, and it's kind of hit and miss now. But, it only takes one fish, so you might as well come out and spend the weekend.
And it really is more about, more than just catching fish. This is a pretty amazing event all the way around in Big Bay, right?
Right. Yeah, it's a tradition, no doubt.
I know there'll be bands around town that night and all kinds of fun stuff, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Cram's General Store. You guys loaded up for bear with live bait there this year?
Oh, yeah. We got minnows and waxworms. Yep. We brought the flatheads in. That's all we handle, though, is just the flatheads. So if you want shiners or whatever, you're going to have to bring them with you.
Right.
We have bad luck with shiners.
They're fragile, that's for sure. Well, anything else you want folks to know about getting a button or the prizes this year or anything cool? I mean, we talked about that auger.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a good day for the kids. And it looks like the weather's going to be fairly decent in the 20s and sunny and partly cloudy both days. Yeah. So if the wind doesn't blow, we should have 2 good days. And usually that doesn't happen. We always get 1 bad day out of it. But looks like the weekend might be nice and good day for the kids. And come on and join us, and we'll have a good day.
All right, Jill. Well, thank you so much for your time and good information. I really appreciate it. And hopefully the 40th annual Fishing Derby is going to be a smash hit this year with the way the weather's looking. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.